Gao was terminated from his chancellorship last December after pornographic videos he created and distributed came to light, but he remained employed at the university as a tenured faculty member. Immediately after the vote, Gao said he plans to file a lawsuit.
And now we look forward to defending our rights in a court of law before an impartial judge or jury. We seek not only to protect our own rights, but to protect free speech and expression for all Americans.
The board voted to dismiss with cause, essentially removing Gao from his teaching position. After meeting in closed session for about 30 minutes, they did not make any further comments. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.